Hey, it's Asania, baby.
Hey, it's Deshaun, baby.
And it's a light bulb moment.
Hell yeah. It's a motivational podcast.
Sure is. Mm-hmm.
Is it?
It is. Mm-hmm.
Y'all check it out. Check it out.
It's never been televised, Sean. We've never seen this shit on a regular basis. We've never had the discussion of people passing away. Never seen people lose somebody else all at the same time, like multiple people being affected by it. And all on top of that, for some reason, we take this as a death sentence. Like once you've acquired it or you show symptoms, like that's it. And that's not the case. Like, no, man.
I think it's just so unpredictable. Like, you just, and the news was scared the crap out of you too. Like, just seeing those numbers and the constant, you know.
But that's the thing, they only giving you one half of the numbers. I didn't mean to cut you off, but they only give you one half of the numbers. So that's my biggest thing, is go research it. Go do the investigation yourself. Go look at the history of COVID. And go, and more than that, man, like, this is a transitional point in our species, not just our culture. One of them things, like the industrial era, the technological era, this is a big transitional era that's going to affect how we live, how we move forward. And I feel like how we handle this now is going to dictate how we handle each other moving forward. You know what I'm saying? Like, being apart. Think about this. This is how we engage now. I've never seen so many live pop-ups.
Right. And then this is going to change everything from, like, handshakes and hugs to, you know, dining out. So many industries have been affected as well. Oh my gosh, like, jeez.
How long is the anxiety going to last behind it? How long are we going to focus on it? Are we going to go back to being able to just be normal, knowing that this could happen to us again?
I think normal is going to be something very different. You know, normal is going to be new normal. And it happened so fast. Like, it went from me working and thinking, okay, because we were just at work, like a normal day. You know, we at work, we watching news, like, oh, coronavirus. And then it just, like, within like a week, both of my jobs.
And your whole life went. That's exactly how that shit felt, watching that shit on the news. Like, they was like, yeah, the storm hit New Orleans. And then 24 hours later, he's like, oh, shit, New Orleans is full of water.
Right, yeah.
I was like, oh, shit, that was just yesterday. But, you know, we evolved, we changed from it, man. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to say this, and I say this, and I mean this. As catastrophic as that situation was for the people who lived in the Gulf, I'm not going to emphasize just New Orleans. It affected the entire Gulf Coast. As catastrophic as it was, like, a lot of people grew from it. They got better experience. Right. Like, they got better. They learned things that they didn't even know were possible. It gave them new stuff. We got to fill it up. We ain't never had four people. We got four. We coming up. Four. But no, man. Like, if you don't focus on the chaos right now, because in most situations like this, when the pot is getting stirred up, it's chaotic. But at the end, there will be some kind of calm, and there will be some peace. But it's just about what you do during this transitional point. Again.
Right. And I think situations like this always force growth. Like, you ain't got no choice but to grow. So I think, yeah, it's like, you gotta survive. You know what I'm saying? And that's surviving from, like, a health standpoint to an economic standpoint. Like, it's a lot of different ways that we all gonna have to just survive.
And it's all educating yourself. I ain't saying every day you gotta be doing something, but over a period of time while you doing this, take some time to educate yourself on something new and think about, be productive and think about how you can flip this and when you get out of it. Because I'm going to tell you, that's what I did not do correctly. I had the plans and I was devising. I didn't execute like I was supposed to when my Katrina scenario kicked up. So this time I'm really, like, focused on, you know what I'm going to tell you something, man? Not even just like the monetary or the economic aspect. Yo, I've been clearing out a lot of personal baggage. Take this time to be still and look at a lot of, you don't have no choice, man. I promise you, suppress the emotions and stuff. Like, don't be trying to drown your emotions in food, alcohol, sex, television, meaning Netflix and shit like that. Like, really take this time to be still.
Right.
What you said?
And also, I also want to promote you know, being clean, being healthy, being on top of your vitamins and your fruit and your vegetables and all
that stuff. Take this time to filter out your system.
Yeah.
So that's kind of how I see this, instead of like a traumatic experience. Like, we're about to evolve as a species, not as a country, not as a state, not as a city, not as a culture, but as a freaking species.
Come on, who'd have thought?
Like,
yeah.
No, man, this has always been, you know what, we walk around so blind because looking at the world we live in a sense where, like, things like this actually exist. Like, come on, man, this germ, this bug, this whatever you want to call it, I won't call it a parasite, but this virus is a living entity. It's been here for a while, dude.
Yeah, but I mean, who'd have thought that this would have shut the world down like it did?
Bill Gates predicted this shit 5 years ago.
But even with that being said, like, we weren't talking about Bill. Yeah, but even with that being said, no one still thought this. Like, not a lot of people. That's why we're so unprepared for it. Maybe, of course, Bill Gates is one of the ones in the know. But the average person,
because the average person wants to walk around blindly because the reality of life is scary as fuck.
But what I was about to say, I don't know. But anyway, what are you drinking?
Tea.
Okay. Tea.
Tea and tea, more tea. Anything I can drink to make me feel better, to make sure I'm good. Because I'm again healthy.
But you're not going to, you're working, right? You are working.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. Right? That's not good?
I mean, it's pros and it's cons. I'm not going to say it's good. I was telling somebody else the other day, man, my man was telling me, like, man, find God. I'm like, man, I already went down that road, because if I didn't have him in my life, I would be freaking out every day I went to work, because I can't sleep.
I feel like I can't sleep. Sidebar, I feel like it's food in my teeth. Is it too late to go see if it's in there?
I mean, if it is, yeah, it's way too late. It's been there for like 15 minutes.
But it's too late. Wait. Does it look like something in there?
I can't nobody see in your teeth. Somebody tell him if he got some food in his damn teeth, please. It's please, kill him. Cap him with that shit. The fact that he, you know what? Nobody would have noticed it if you wouldn't have spit.
Right.
Exactly.
Oh, shit, we have five. Five people. Just full up here.
But no, man, like, what are different things you've been doing to keep yourself productive?
Thanks, Toya. That's my friend, Toya. She told me no. I see thinking rice. I didn't even had no thinking rice. That ain't fair. He's so silly, Ivan. But some things I've been doing, the first week, I just kind of chill. You know, I work two jobs. So I just, that first week, I've had, without traveling, I haven't had a couple of days off in a row in a long time. Like, a long time. So I just kind of relaxed. And I'm still enjoying being off. Going into the second week, I want to say, maybe I'm talking too loud. What? You hear that scratchy voice? I don't know. But anyway, going into the second week is when I came. Yeah. I think I came to Savannah. And then I came to Savannah. Then I was supposed to go back to Atlanta, but then they started the quarantine, so I decided to just stay.
Okay. And you've just been in the house chilling?
Yeah, I've been trying to, like, write everything down for the day that I want to do, as far as, like, working out, meditating, working on music, working on, I don't know, whatever it is. I try to write stuff down. Even if I don't do everything, I still feel like it's a task in itself. So write it down.
You've been creating the discipline of you've been working on the discipline of creating a schedule.
Right, right. Even if I don't finish everything on that list, I still have been trying to, like, stay on, at least look like I'm staying on task. So if, like, someone was to read my old lesson plans, they'll think that I was on task, even if I didn't do any of that stuff.
See, that's what I'm talking about. Right there, I need to be more consistent. I've just been spending a lot of time in nature, man.
That's what I try to put that in my day, too. Like, go outside and sit for, like, an hour.
Mm-hmm. I should have been going to the park.
When the sun's shining,
Yeah, man. Connect with that. Hey, from Slidell. Yeah, we're staying safe and healthy the best we can. But, yeah, man, just trying to stay active. I need to become more productive with writing down and taking notes. And stuff like that. But, so, writing down a plan, a daily, creating a daily schedule is something, is an actual good tip. Creating a daily schedule, because a lot of us are used to our routine being our schedule. So, like, I mean, our job being, you know what I'm saying? Like, you go up, go to work, do your task at work, go home, da-da-da-da-da. That's your schedule, that's your, you know what I'm saying?
So that your job gives you your schedule.
Yep, your job gets you your schedule. So now working right now, I feel like a lot of individuals are lost and they don't know what to do with themselves because they're not, you know, they don't have a daily schedule. Entrepreneurs and people who work from home are used to doing this, like, they just going back to their everyday life. So it's kind of like figure out a schedule for yourself.
Right, exactly. Yeah, and I think it's all about discipline. You know, you just have to, because you're your own boss for right now. So you're in charge of everything as far as, you know, how long your lunch break going to be? You know, how long are you going to work out? You know, it's like, you know what you're supposed to do, but are you going to actually do those things?
Ain't nobody standing over you telling you to do it.
Right, exactly. We're all entrepreneurs right now.
Man, everybody got to figure out a hustle right now. Right now, figuring out your hustle is like the main thing you should be doing, man. Figuring out your hustle, but you're right. Create a routine, create a schedule, because our routine was based off of our old schedule. So now you have to create a schedule for yourself. I think doing that will make you feel accomplished through the day and make your day go by smoother. Then, like, honestly, like, something as simple as, like, okay, if you got a house, go plant your garden, go work on your garden, go. You still go to Walmart and get seeds and shit.
Right. And I think one thing that I went through, I had to tell myself, you're not about to do everything you ever want to do during this quarantine. I think some people are gung-ho about this quarantine that I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. Like, they tried to do everything they ever wanted to do in their life during these next couple of months. And you don't want to set yourself up for disappointment.
No, man.
I don't know where you went. What you doing?
I was connected to somebody else's Wi-Fi, dude, and I got too far away from their signal. And then, I'm niggering right now. I ain't got a lot of shit. I ain't had the internet before, so now it's definitely like, oh, fuck, I can't really go a lot of places to entertain myself.
Exactly.
That's exactly what my screen said. I agree. How do I do a thumbs up for that shit? Yes. I agree 100%.
Also, just do my this.
My screen said WTF. That's exactly what my screen said. You can do what?
You can do this on the screen. Because they see you doing a thumbs up. We back now, y'all. To all our listeners out there, know what I'm saying? All the people viewing us right now. We got a packed house up in here. Right. When the light bulb moment served it.
We done broke our max of two and went to five. We gotta start small, dude. We gotta start somewhere.
Right.
Start somewhere, but build it up.
Hey, bulb moment service.
Nah, man. We don't have no Cosmo stuff. I was gonna wait for Lex to get on. We supposed to let her know, I guess, but.
Right, that's 5K. That's a, them numbers. It's a K behind them numbers. Hell yeah, Ivan. It's a K behind every number up there. Exactly what that is.
You know what? Thank you. Thank you for sharing that optimism.
Right. Speaking into existence.
Thank you. Oh, shit. Look, that's what that is. I forgot that happened. Don't worry about it.
But the other side of what I was talking about not overwhelming yourself, you should do something with this, man. I mean, I'm not saying you have to build a house, but you don't want to, like, look back on this time and feel and have regrets and waste it either. Because this is an opportunity to do something. You know, everyone's not an entrepreneur. Everybody's not trying to start their own business, but I don't know. Maybe you can start working out. Maybe you can do some cleaning. You know, it's something you could do with this time.
Productive.
Right.
Productive. Because you really don't know how much time you have. You'll be waiting, so. We don't. I'm being realistic about it. So. But, dog, it's a beautiful time, dude. Real talk, dude. If you sit still, you get it. Nature going chirp, 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 chirp. On the slick, them niggas get on my nerves because they wake me up in the morning. Like,
right up. Right. Start a blog.
Oh,
exactly.
Mm-hmm. Learn how to be a B-boy. Learn the B-boy moves you never did. Right. A TikTok channel.
Garden.
Live for the first time. Because we never did like, see how we evolving?
You can start doing your own hair. You can learn how to cut hair, starting with yourself. Some people know how to do hair, they just don't do it because they never have time to do it. You, all this free shit. And it's a lot of free shit too, good point. There are so many free classes and courses being offered because of the quarantine. If you like Google free stuff for quarantine or something like that, you can find some stuff.
You serious? Thank you. See, you just put me up on game. You just put me up on game, like, thank you. Like, I was spent the first 2 weeks, I've been filtering on emotional shit, so now I'm getting a lot more clarity. Now my head is getting a lot more focus. And everything else. Like, I want to spend a week. Honestly, I'm going to do my week of my 3-day silent retreat at home by myself.
Oh, dope. See, maybe I'll do that when I come back to Atlanta, do a silent retreat at home. But how are you going to do that and talk to people at the same time?
I ain't talking to nobody.
We need to put Ivan as a guest host, obviously. Sorry, y'all, my home phone ringing. My parents got a house phone, you know what I'm saying? They got regular phones.
Let me see. Yo, that's so rich.
Yo, my parents 70.
That's cool, Ivan. Whenever you want, come on, homie. Look, we ain't tripping.
For sure.
Right? We just trying to bring more insight, man. Bringing more awareness. You want to come be a guest host? Come be a guest host.
Absolutely.
We need to put the third on this motherfucker. Yeah. But, nah, you're right, man. That's crazy. This is really, I ain't know it's that much free shit. My homeboy is getting his IT certification right now.
Oh, nice.
Fuck it, I got time. I might as well finish it, man. I got some books. I'm gonna start my own channel or something else. Actually, I am looking to start a YouTube channel. Okay, damn, I gotta make peace with this dude. Okay, I'm gonna make peace with this dude.
Y'all who do music, y'all got time to write songs, make beats, play instruments. And you don't have to. My biggest thing, as far as doing anything extra when I did work, I was so unmotivated, uninspired, and just tired at the end of the day. Like, I didn't have energy to do anything. And then I would have those couple of off days, and I would either spend them doing, I would try to do it like a blink or something.
Hey, Norma. Hey,
right.
Norma.
Billy. Billy in the house.
Say Billy. Billy.
Billy.
this shit. I don't know. What time is it?
Right. How do we track the time of this?
I don't know. I don't have a damn clue. I think we're supposed to track it ourselves. But, no, man. I like this. I'm glad we did this, man.
Oh, it just broke six.
No, shit, we had six. 16 is dead.
We had six for 2 seconds. We had six.
I got Geronimo and Clifford.
We back up at 6-1.
Oh, shit.
4, 5.
We did.
Oh, I'm counting. Yes, we broke 10 seconds.
That hurts.
That's work, dude. We growing, dude. So basically, you gotta be on this bitch for like maybe an hour and a half, 2 hours, like 20, 30 minute intervals. It's not gonna bust it. At all.
No, it's not 20. Okay, it's not 20. Let me see. We've been here for about 30 minutes, about 20 minutes. So yeah, it's almost like we just.
Yo, we can if we get the audio right, you can chop it into 2 episodes.
What would be the 2 episodes?
COVID-19 Part 1 and COVID-19 Part 2.
Right, works for me.
I don't care. You can edit this part out right here. You can chop that shit out. I don't care how you play it. We can play it raw and just let it keep going, like niggas do on YouTube channels and shit like that. On it, oh, you can play the video back on the YouTube channel. We coming up. Oh, we learn it. And y'all
how do we download the video? Too.
I don't know. You're asking too many questions right now.
We're going to figure it out, though.
We're going to figure that out. Exactly. Just roll with the moment. We was doing good. We was being innovative. We was thinking. We was still. No, we appreciate everybody who then came in just to check it out. I don't care if you stayed in for 2 seconds. The fact that you came in just to see.
I appreciate all y'all.
I appreciate everybody. That just means there's some awareness. And fuck it, man.
Don't be thank y'all so much. What was your light bulb moment?
The free shit.
Yeah.
I did not. With so much free shit. I'm gonna type in free shit into the fucking web browser and be like free shit during COVID-19. See what happened. I'm gonna tell people that everybody type in free shit during COVID-19.
What comes up? Right. I was already getting the free meals for servers. I've been doing that since like this week.
Yeah. Where were you going?
I've gone to Cafe in the Mezzo. I've been to 10 in Midtown. And it's There were a couple of places that I didn't go to, but it's a nice bit of places around Atlanta that's giving away free meals for restaurant workers.
Word. I just pretty much eat at work, and then I take the food that they're not going to use and bring it home and eat that shit. And been making like
well, that works. My light bulb moment is, I'm just thankful. I'm just thankful.
That's what's up.
Yep.
Because that was dry as fuck, but of what?
Of just everything in my life, you know what I'm saying? Like, thankful that I can come home to a place and just kind of, just be right back at home. Thankful for my health. Thankful for my family. Thankful for, it was a beautiful day today. Thankful for that, you know what I'm saying? Thankful for...
You ain't gotta go on a thankful tangent. I just needed like.
So I was ready to do it though.
Yeah, I saw that. It's about to catch
you. Oh, we can have a thankful episode. Light bulb moment right there.
My big, I fucks with you, Deshaun. Yo, I appreciate you, dude. I just want to let you know. I'm glad you're sticking with me. I appreciate this ride. We've been big time. It's been an interesting journey. Who would have known would it end up fucking here?
Right.
It's
what a thought.
What a thought. So, man, thank you for being my partner. Thank you for being my co-host on the show. Yo, I appreciate everybody who checks us, who's checking us out. Appreciate the love we give. And let's keep moving forward, man.
It's on the just
Hey, Nene.
Janae in the house.
Hey, Nene.
Spots it. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the black businesses, from Janae's Closet to Ivan's Inked Up Designs.
Word. You know,
promote. Oh, and shout out to my friend Latoya. She's a nurse. Shout out to the nurse. Her handle is Nurse Toya. She was on here early. Not you talking about Latoya Hayes. Not that Latoya. But yeah. Shout out to our healthcare people. You know what I'm saying? They are risking lives every day. God bless them. And thank y'all so much.
You the shout out man, bro. You be shooting shots. Yo, man, look, now they keep coming in, bro. Look at that shit. They keep coming. So what you about to do with the rest of your night, though?